The film Elizabeth, The Golden Age opens this weekend. It's a sequel to 1998's Oscar-winning film Elizabeth, and once again, Cate Blanchett plays the title role. Both movies are filled with pageantry and elaborate period costumes, and both movies are the vision of Shekhar Kapoor. And NPR's Laura Seidel profiles this director from a former British colony who puts his special spin on a great British monarch.
Elizabeth, the Golden Age, begins with rumors that Philip II of Spain is plotting to take over England and put a Catholic on the throne. In one of the opening scenes, Elizabeth confronts the Spanish ambassador.
Tell Philip, I fear neither him, nor his priests, nor his armies. Tell him if he wants to shake his little fist at us, we're ready to give him such a bite he'll wish he'd kept his hands in his pockets.
You see a leaf fall, and you think you know which way the wind blows. Well, there is a wind coming, madam, that will sweep away your pride.
The great British monarch was not the first powerful woman who has fascinated Kapoor. Pulan Devi was a folk hero to India's lower caste. She rose up among thieves to become a sort of Robin Hood, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Kapoor had a long and successful career in India making Hindi language films before coming to Hollywood. He says he's been drawn to heroic female figures because they enable him to break out of the mold of male action figures.
The genre of filmmaking doesn't expect a woman to go beat everybody up and lead conquest. They expect it to be a battle between, you know, the spirit and the rise of the spirit above normal possible outcomes. So that was what Bandit Queen was about. That was what Elizabeth was about.
While Kapoor can talk easily about action heroes and popular Western culture, it is the stories of his own culture that infuse his filmmaking. His take on Elizabeth fits into a female archetype in Indian mythology, says Priya Jakumar of the School of Cinematic Arts at the University of Southern California.
There are actually quite a few stories where a woman who has faced a lot of ills in society kind of has this moment of extreme anger and a personal transformation where if she turns around, she transforms herself into something kind of superhuman, you know, above all of humanity looking down upon them.
While Kapoor is in Los Angeles for the Elizabeth premiere, he's taking time for a business lunch to talk about one of his Indian business ventures.
Take you here, by the way, the script. That's a script on virulence.
On this balmy afternoon, Gautam Chopra drinks an Arnold Palmer while Kapoor takes delicate bites of salmon at an outdoor restaurant. Chopra is editor-in-chief of Virgin Comics. They're talking about a deal with Fox to make a movie from one of Virgin's comics called Virulence.
So it's actually based on an Indian myth of this demon called Ruktavij, which is like this ancient demon. But what they've done is they've contemporized it. And it's really a story about, you know, entering these wars that you're not fully prepared for.
The idea of Virgin Comics is to cultivate Indian artists in India and let them draw on their own culture for stories. Kapoor founded the company along with Deepak Chopra and Sir Richard Branson. Here's Gautam Chopra.
India's Lord of the Rings, probably not going to come out of him. It's going to come out of some kid who came and worked with us because he was a part of this company.
As Kapoor sees it, the West is in need of new stories. He thinks the East is finally throwing off the yoke of colonialism and is ready to offer its narratives.
Whereas the Eastern cultures are dying to express themselves. They're getting richer, and they're adapting to new technologies. My guess is that the Eastern cultures are going to make a huge difference.
Kapoor believes the West must stop seeing Asia simply as a place for outsourcing and selling goods.
If they merely look at the Asian consumer as a consumer, and not a culture, and the Asian workforce as an offshoring source, they're bound to fail because they'll be wiped out by local media companies with the new entrepreneurs.
Kapoor wants to be one of those new successful Asian entrepreneurs. He has started a $500 million venture fund in Singapore. It invests in startup media, technology, and entertainment companies all throughout Asia. Kapoor believes that soon, as much as 80% of the money spent on entertainment will come from the East. You can see Shekhar Kapoor's jaundiced view of the West, even in his Hollywood movies. Priya Jakumar of USC.
Mary Queen of Scots and her dwarven attendant, and everyone's kind of lurking in dark corners and a little grotesque.
The Queen has been attacked. The assassin seized. The Queen unharmed.
Unharmed?
and you, ma'am, are to be tried for treason.
The corrupt and decadent aristocracy in Shekhar Kapoor's movies is a stand-in for the tradition-bound and stagnant West. So far, reviewers have not been kind to Elizabeth the Golden Age. They've called it melodramatic and overblown. Kapoor thinks Western critics might not understand that he is not trying to make a biopic. He sees Elizabeth as a historical figure and a mythic one.
What the West calls melodrama, we call mythic, because it becomes the same thing. We in Asia look upon our lives as mythic. To us, our birth is mythic, our death is mythic, falling in love is mythic, being betrayed is mythic. So we see our lives consistently as mythic events, one after the other.
To Kapoor, Elizabeth, the Golden Age, is about the transformation of an ordinary person into a divine one. But the movie is also business. On the way to the premiere, Kapoor chats on his cell phone to a friend.
Hi, Samina, how are you?
He's aware that the critics may not love it.
The party will be really intimate if they don't like the film.
Kapoor has many other projects going. He's doing a series of short animated movies. He's got Virgin and his Asia Fund. He's tentatively planning a film on the life of the Buddha with Deepak Chopra. But he's busy creating his own myth as he joins in the ultimate Hollywood ritual.
Big smile right here, sir, please. Big smile, Shikha.
Dressed in an Indian-style suit, he steps from the car and is greeted by a phalanx of paparazzi. Kapoor smiles and poses for the cameras. Laura Seidel, NPR News.